Iran's foreign minister has censured Israel for its efforts to block a nuclear deal between Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany. Mohammad Javad Zarif said Tel Aviv does not want the nuclear issue resolved and is trying to create tension. British Prime Minister David Cameron has telephoned Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, becoming the first British premier to call an Iranian president in over a decade. The two sides discussed the upcoming nuclear talks as well as the recent improvements in bilateral ties between Tehran and London. The US National Security Advisor says Washington will not apologize to Afghanistan for past mistakes by its troops. Susan Rice made the remarks amid claims by Afghan officials that the Obama administration offered to write a letter of apology as part of its efforts to keep US troops in Afghanistan beyond 2014. A Hezbollah lawmaker says Israel and Saudi Arabia might have been behind a terrorist attack outside the Iranian embassy in Beirut. Tehran has also blamed Tel Aviv for the twin bombings in the Lebanese capital. The blasts left 25 people dead, including six of the embassy's security guards. Syria has condemned the Beirut bombings, pointing the finger at Israel, Saudi Arabia, and some other Persian Gulf states. The UN chief has also denounced the blasts. The US called the attack senseless and despicable. The Lebanese president also condemned the bombings in a phone conversation with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. Iran's president has asked China to stand against what he described as the excessive demands of certain countries in the nuclear talks with Tehran. Hassan Rouhani said Tehran expects Beijing to start playing a stronger role in the efforts to solve the dispute over Iran's nuclear program. In Egypt, at least one person has been killed and over a dozen injured as security forces fired tear gas to disperse demonstrators. Riot police and armored vehicles stormed Cairo's iconic Tahrir Square to drive out the protesters, who were commemorating the second anniversary of a deadly crackdown on anti-Mubarak protesters. In the U.S. state of Virginia, a state senator has been attacked in his home. Senator Craig Deeds is in critical condition after being stabbed multiple times. And the body of his 24-year-old son was also found in the home. The authorities allege that Deeds' son stabbed his father before shooting himself.